Firesides is a series of live community-run interviews built on app.net. Found someone you want to learn more about? Nominate them to be a future guest. Head over to the Fireside site and let us know who you want to chat with. Read past chats and join us for the next live interview. You don't need an app.net account to read a Fireside's chat, but you will need one to participate. Visit us at firesid.es.
Welcome to episode 18 of Discover ADN. My name is Jason Irwin, and I am the host of this program. The goal of Discover ADN is to learn more about the many creative, intelligent, and interesting people that use app.net to communicate with the world, as well as offer us a chance to attach a voice to the words and avatars we see flowing through our timelines. Want to be in the show or recommend somebody you think is interesting? Get in touch on app.net by sending a message to Discover ADN. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Steve Lubitz, who goes by the pseudonym Wicked Good on app.net. He lives in the United States, is a father to three, and has a voracious appetite for video games. He also occasionally blogs over at multiball.net, and he has recently launched a new podcast, which he'll tell us more about later into the show. Please join me in welcoming Steve to Discover ADN. Hello!
Hey, thanks for having me, Jason. Great to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you could wake early in the morning and join us.
Well, it's early, but it's not early for me. This is when I wake up to get ready and go sit on the Mass Pike for 2 hours with a bunch of my not-so-closest friends. So, I'd much rather be talking to you than anything else I'd be doing this morning. So,
all right. Well, on that note, let's get right down to business. Can you tell us, when did you join app.net?
So I joined, I believe it was the 1st of December. I came in on the first round of invites. I think it was actually the very first day that they'd extended invites. I'd been aware of ADN since it was first started because I was listening to podcasts and that was all they were talking about that summer. But for whatever reason, I wasn't ready to jump in and pay the $50 at the time to without knowing anybody, knowing that I didn't really know anybody over here. So MLV had extended out on Twitter, does anyone want an ADN invite? And so I took him up on that immediately, and I've been hooked ever since.
Okay, so does that also explain why you joined app.net?
Yeah, I mean, I was a user of Twitter really early, like 2007, I think, is when I joined Twitter. And so I remember what it was like back when it was a smaller community and people actually talked to each other as opposed to just celebrities, you know, screaming at the top of their lungs and posting links to everything. And so I kind of wanted to get that back. It had gotten away from that, especially in maybe the 6 months before ADN launched, when they took away the ability to see posts directed at other users that you don't follow. So it became harder to follow conversations, and if you weren't following the right group of people, then it started to get really kind of quiet and just kind of shouty. And so I've been interested in something like ADN, and that was really what I was looking for. And the service has really been it well exceeded my expectations. I mean, 30,000 plus posts later, obviously, but that's what I was looking for, and that's more than what I got. So I've been thrilled ever since I joined.
You use a pseudonym on app.net. Can you tell us, where does Wicked Good come from?
Well, so back when I first joined Twitter, I was also doing a podcast with my wife called the Wicked Good Podcast, which is still, I think we still have the archives up. I'm still paying for it, so we should have the archives up. As a Twitter account, when we joined, I just picked Wicked Good because it was early enough and it was available. So that just kind of became my name that I used on every service that I signed up for ever since then. So once I had it here, I'm Wicked Good.
Is there anything that you would like to see more of on app.net?
I think I'd just like to see, you know, more people discover the community and see what we have. I think that you know, the group of people that we have participating right now is fantastic, and I love everybody that I follow, and just the discussions that we have are fantastic, but it just, sometimes it feels like we're talking to the same group of people all the time, which is also great, but it would be wonderful if there were just more of an effort or more of a way for us to bring more people in, and maybe an easier way to describe to people what it is that we do and make that value proposition obvious. I mean, I think a lot of people think that they get that out of Twitter, and to some extent they do. So I know a lot of times when I've tried to bring people over, it's been, well, I don't really need that. I already have that. But, you know, it would be wonderful to get more people in and participating in our conversations and see what great community we have here.
Let's change gears a little bit. Can you tell us, what do you like to be known for?
I guess I just kind of like to be known for the helpful, friendly guy who plays way too many video games and has animated GIFs for everything.
All right. You mentioned your love of video games, so I have a question. You are the father of three young children.
Yep. Three girls. My oldest should have turned 7 by the time that this airs, and my twins will be turning 5 in a couple days after this airs.
So where do you find the time to play video games when you have three young, very active people vying for your attention?
As my bio says, I'm a developer by day, a dad by night, and then a gamer after they go to bed. So that's a lot of what I do. I play with them. My oldest and I are playing Skylanders Swap Force right now, and she loves that. And we, you know, even some other games that she's a little bit too young to play, we've been playing Hearthstone in the afternoons after I get home from work, and I'll play and she'll just watch, and games like that is fine. Actually, one of the reasons that I wake up as early as I do is I'll get on the exercise bike, and I'll play video games on the exercise bike before they wake up. And it's kind of a win-win, because the video games incent me to actually get on the bike, because that's the only way I'm going to get to play these games. And then these are the games that I can play when they're not around, and I can actually have some time to play some what I refer to in the house as daddy games. So I kind of compartmentalize, and then I've got, you know, some of the games I'll play on the laptop on Steam while we're watching television in bed, or I'll play on the 3DS. I find time for it. I mean, it's a hobby that I love. And, you know, I find time to work it into my day. I mean, it's true that there's a bunch of games that I would like to play that I can't. Like, any sort of, like, a 40-50 hour RPG at this point is pretty much straight out, because I just don't have the time to sink into one game. And anything without a pause button, so, like, World of Warcraft or League of Legends or anything like that, because is pretty much out, too, because anything that I can't pause, generally, that's going to be the time that somebody's going to come in and tell me that they threw up all over the bed and they need me to go change the sheets. But, you know, I find time for it, and I work it in. And what's nice is that my girls are starting to, you know, appreciate video games almost as much as I do. So it's something that we can kind of do together, too, which is great.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good. Do you have a problem where your children are playing perhaps too many video games to the detriment of their chores or schoolwork or other activities?
Not really. We have a pretty solid rule about video games being on the weekends. So we don't have a problem yet. I mean, that may come. But to be frank, you know, if they're playing video games, then they're not out running around and making mud pies or getting breaking their legs. So you know, I know that there are some people who are probably have the opposite opinion, but I see a lot of the benefits that video games can bring. I mean, it's definitely teaching my oldest persistence and, you know, being able to figure things out on her own. So there's a lot of benefits to video games, too, that they're not just, you know, kids zoning out in front of the screen and then, you know, slowly dying inside. Like I think some people think. I definitely see how video games are benefiting my kids, so I try to strike a balance there.
All right. Well, let me ask a slightly different question. You had mentioned earlier that you are originally from the New Jersey area, but now you live closer to Boston. Can you tell us what compelled you to move to Massachusetts?
Well, I went to school up here and met my wife in college, and then we both just decided that this is where we were going to stay, and we really love the area. I mean, it's, you know, coming from New Jersey was always kind of living in the shadow of New York City, and I know that there are some people who really love New York City, and I'm not one of them. So I was kind of, you know, I lived there up until I graduated from high school, and then I came up here, and just the different atmosphere up here is fantastic. There's a ton of history up here, which I love. I mean, you can go to pretty much any town, and it's all been there for like hundreds of years. I mean, our town has, you know, some buildings that are from the Revolutionary period, and there's so much history. You can just go walk around Boston and just go to the Freedom Trail and just see all the places that happened in the Revolutionary War. And just, it's kind of like almost like a smaller town feel than anything around New York. And, you know, so we both stayed up here for 4 years for college, and we fell in love with the area, and we just decided this is where we want to stay and plant our roots.
Well, that sounds like a very good reason to live there. So let me ask you about a project that you've been working on recently. You have a new podcast which focuses on video games. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the podcast is called Isometric, and it's a gaming podcast that I'm doing with Bree, along with Maddie Myers, who's the assistant games editor for Pace Magazine, and George Dow from iMore. And we're going to be talking for like an hour a week about the news and gaming from different perspectives. I mean, Bree's obviously a developer. Maddie works reporting on games, so she has some different insights on like what different companies will and won't say to the media, and how they talk to the press, and some things that maybe don't make it out into the general narrative. And Georgia kind of brings a perspective from the general technology reporting, so kind of putting things in context for what's going on outside of the gaming realm and how some of this stuff fits in. And then as far as me, I'm pretty much just the average gamer. I don't have any, you know, expert information other than the fact that I just read a lot. And I mean, if you follow what I post, you kind of get that. But according to the ESA, I'm the average gamer. I'm 35 years old. I have kids. I play, you know, I have a job and a credit card. And, you know, I buy games that I want to play, and then I try to fit them into my daily life. But I don't have all day to play them like someone who's in high school or college does. So I think, you know, we have a lot of fun. We bring some different ideas to the table, and I think I'm really proud of what we've done so far, and I'm really looking forward to doing this. It's my favorite time of the week now to record the show. So you can find the show notes at or the podcast at isometric.com, and you can follow at isometric. I'm posting new episode updates to that feed, and also I think I got a broadcast set up. I still haven't quite figured out how to work broadcast from a producer side, but I'm trying. So, but I really hope, if you haven't already, I know that a lot of people probably heard about this by now, because I won't shut up about it, and neither will Bree. But if you haven't heard of, you're hearing about this for the first time, I really appreciate it if you subscribe. You know, you're getting in kind of on the ground floor, and we have a lot of fun, and I think it's a lot of fun to listen to.
Well, that sounds great. I'll be sure to include the links in the show notes. Let's move on to the final part of our show, and this is when we get to recommend some of the people in our timelines that we enjoy communicating with. So could you share with us three people who you would recommend we follow?
So I'm gonna cheat a little bit, if you'll allow me, because I have three people. There's one other person who I want to try to keep it to people who have not been recommended over and over again, to make your list of recommendations a little bit better. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Space Cat Gal. She's become one of my really close friends, even on and off the sit off of ADN. All of her virtues have been well explained in previous episodes, and she's awesome, so you should just go follow her. But everybody's recommended her, so I want to stick to three people who have not been recommended quite so often. So the first one I'd like to recommend is Jenny, J-E-N-N-I. She's a web dev and a photographer and a fellow gaming nerd from Germany. And see, everybody kind of, there's this running joke that I am basically like a walking commercial where, and I've been selling people on a bunch of stuff, one of which is the 3DS and the Wii U. And the truth of the matter is that Jenny's been really the one who's been selling me on all this stuff. But she's got, her photography is beautiful, and it's worth following her just for that. And she and I have had a lot of really great conversations about, you know, about Nintendo games. We're usually playing the same games at the same time, so we can compare notes. And we have a very, very long running game of Lost Cities on the iPhone that we've been going back and forth with. And so she's really an awesome person who I think everyone should go ahead and follow. So the second person would be Tangent Worlds, and Brian is a iOS game developer in his spare time. He's got a bunch of games on the store. I think the one that he pimps the most right now is Rogue Vertex, though I know he's working on another game. And he also does a lot of discussion about gaming and kind of from a developer's perspective too, which is really, I mean, I've always been interested in kind of the development side of gaming, even though I've never really had the chops for it. You know, I've tried back in college and it kind of failed miserably. But Brian's actually doing it and doing some pretty exciting stuff with his new game. The third person who I'd want to recommend is Jessica Dennis, J-E-S-S-I-C-A-D-E-N-N-I-S. So she's a web dev out of Atlanta, and she is freaking hilarious. Like, it's she never manages to not crack me up when she's posting. She has these cats who are ginormous, and she just posts pictures of these cats, and they're all over the place. She and I both work in IT, she works in, I think in academic IT, I work in corporate IT, so we have a lot of the same kinds of users coming up to us, and you know, the kinds of crazy interactions that we have with users who are entitled and want their stuff done now, and not understanding that what they're asking for is completely ridiculous.
Well, thank you very much for those recommendations, and I'd like to thank you again for being my guest on Discover ADN.
Thank you again for having me, Jason. It's been a lot of fun.
This concludes the 18th episode of Discover ADN. Once again, I would like to thank Steve for taking the time to chat with me, and I encourage anyone who enjoys video games even half as much as he does to listen to the Isometric podcast. Show notes for today's episode can be found online at discoveradn.10centuries.com. That's the number 10, centuries.com. And I would also like to thank our sponsor for this episode, Firesides. Have a nice day!